So we say together, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and illness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother, Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother, John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So we're looking at harvest time. And obviously at harvest time, the fruit growers know the right time to harvest the fruit. And so that means that when they get it, we can enjoy it when we eat it. Now I wonder what this grape, Joel, I wonder what this grape would look like if it was picked 2 months before it was due to be harvested. Anyone got any ideas what this grape might look like if it was picked 2 months early? Yes, Andrew. Okay, so it'd be hard. Anyone else? Small, yes. What do you think it would taste like?
Sour.
Sour, yeah. It would certainly look smaller. It wouldn't be as juicy. Definitely not taste as sweet. Probably actually quite bitter. How about this tomato? What would a tomato look like if we picked this 2 months early?
Green.
Green, okay, so different colour. Anything else? Hard, yeah.
Might still be a flower.
Might still be a flower. It would also be smaller. As we've said, it would be green, not red. Shows that it's not ripe. Hard, not soft. I mean, this is a little bit hard because it was in the fridge overnight, but you get what we're talking about. I wouldn't be able to kind of poke it and have a little bit of giving it like it does now, and it wouldn't taste nice at all. It would be pretty disgusting. What we know from just looking at those two things is there is a right time to harvest fruit. Interesting, there's also a right time to share the good news about Jesus with people, when the Holy Spirit has made them ready to respond. And when they respond, that means that they are able to be gathered into the kingdom of God, like gathering a harvest. Jesus said something very interesting to his disciples when he looked at the crowds that were following him. He said that the harvest is plentiful. In other words, Jesus could see lots and lots of people who were ready to respond to his message that God loved them and that he had made a way for them to have relationship with him. Jesus then sent his disciples to go and share the message with the people who were ready, so that they could be brought into his kingdom. So now I wonder, what would Jesus see today when he looks at our friends and our family, your neighbours, people you know at school, work colleagues, people you may meet every day when you're walking between places? What would Jesus see? Well, he'll probably see some of your family and friends who are not yet ready to hear the good news about him. Others, he will see that they're ready to hear about him in a few months' time, maybe. Others, again, he'll say, okay, they're ready right now to hear the gospel, to hear about Jesus right now. When Jesus sees people that are ready to hear about him, his spirit prompts them. And his spirit also prompts us. Prompts us to share our experience of him with them. So the question is, are you ready and willing to share your experience of Jesus with other people? Are you willing to be a part of the harvesting? Speaking for myself, I can say that it's one of the greatest privileges that God gives us in life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when you call us to be a part of your kingdom, you don't just draw us in and leave us there, but you actually encourage us to be a part of further harvesting. That you call on us to join in with your kingdom work. Please help us to know clearly those times where the Spirit is prompting us to share, realizing that we don't do the getting people ready. That's you. But when they are ready, you ask us to join in and share you with them. So please help us to be aware of those times when we're with our friends, our family, anyone who we spend time in life with, so that we might be ready to join in. Amen.